你哋收听紧嘅系葡萄树传媒 ymedia.org。
You've won a soul this week.
多少人这个礼拜你救了灵魂，带人来信耶稣，你这个礼拜。
You have won already.
你已经救了一条灵魂了。
Not will win, but has won.
你已经有去传福音了，有救灵魂了，引人来信主了。这个礼拜啊。
Where is the soul?
那一条灵魂在哪里？还在路上。It's on the way.
Which way? Here or here?
哪一条路上？中间。
Oh,
God,
shit, too.
还是左边那一条。
How many of you want to go to heaven empty-handed?
多少人你想空手上天堂？
How many want to go to heaven? You have a big, big house.
你希望上天堂，有一栋豪宅等你去住。
All right, so if you want to do that, you're going to win souls. It's very easy to win a soul. Is it difficult? Invite them for lunch. Preach the gospel to them. Invite them to your house. For dinner. For breakfast. It's very simple.
很简单。
Say when I get back to Nigeria, if I have time.
我因为要回去奈及利亚，不过我如果有时间。
I want to go and cook a lot of food.
我要煮好多好东西。
Invite all the neighbors.
把所有的邻舍通通邀来。
And when they come to eat,
他们吃的时候
，I'll push to them.
我就跟他们传福音。
Amen.So take this business very, very seriously. So that when you go to heaven, you would not be moving on the streets. You don't have a house. People will go to heaven and they have no room, one room. Jesus said in John 14,
在约福音十四章，耶稣说
Let not your heart be troubled.
让你不要忧心。
You believe in God.
你相信上帝了。
Believe also in me.
你也是要相信我。
In my Father's house.
因为在我天父的家。
There are many mansions.
有许多房屋。
I go.
我去了以后。
To prepare a place.
来为你预备。
When I finish.
我完成这事。
I come back.
我就会回来。
And I take you.
把你带上去。
I've heard a few people that have been to heaven and come back and what they say about heaven.
我听过那些上天堂经验的人回来的见证就是这样子讲。
They went to heaven.
他们去天堂。
This last testimony of this man who went to heaven.
最近我听到去上天堂回来做见证这位弟兄说。
So he went and there was this, the angel was taking him around.Houses. Said this mansion belonged to this person. The name is written there. Because of what he or she did for the Lord. You see this place? This empty land belonged to somebody else. See, the person does not have anything here. So many people are going to go to heaven.
有些人去天堂
and they will get nothing.
什么都没得着
well, listen to this.
那你再注意听
How long do we live here?
我们到底在世还会存留多久
120.
好，了不起让你活到120岁吧
At the age of 100, sometimes you cannot even see.
有时候你到120岁根本眼目昏花看不见了
Say you have this building as your house.
假设说哦，你家很漂亮
How long will you live?
你可以住多久在这世上
120 years.
好了不起让你120年
You've gone like a flower.
然后就像花一样消失无踪了。
How long is heaven?
但天堂到底多久
？Is eternity.
是永恒的。
If you have wisdom,
若你有智慧够聪明
，you will invest for eternity, not for this.
你一定会做永恒的投资，而不是在世上做这种短暂的。
Because when you get to heaven,
你一旦上天堂
，you cannot do anything to improve your reward. No.
你到天堂以后，你没有办法再卖力让你的奖赏更好了。
The only time to invest is now.
你唯一可以做投资的就是此刻。
So make a soul winning a lifestyle.
因此，你要让 救灵魂成为你生活的一部分。
You know what? You will be happy when you go to heaven.
若你上天堂，你会更快乐。
And you have won about 200 souls or 1,000 before you die.
假设你死以前呢，你救了一千条灵魂。
You say, Lord, thank you.
主啊，谢谢你。
When Pastor Ime was always shouting,
那个时候黑人牧师伊美常常向我们尖叫。
Every day, good morning.
啊，你们要去救灵魂。
I thought this guy was crazy.
我那时候觉得这个黑人在疯掉不成了。
But this guy really helped me.
但他真的是助了我一把。
See this nice mansion I have?
你看现在我有的这一些豪
宅。It was Ime.
都是因为伊美牧师。
One win, one.
一元一元一元。
Every time he would talk about souls. But now I'm so glad that I listened to him. I was obedient.
And
now I have a lot of this mansion. And you know what? You will not even share the mansion with me in the first place. That's true. Because I'm also trying to build, I mean, I'm not building a mountain, I'm trying to build a whole country. I want to be a president when I go home. A president. Not just a little boy in heaven. Not even a country, a president of a continent. Amen. What will you be in heaven, running around the street of heaven? You're going to be a queen? Then you're going to walk to your heart then, thank God. Can she too. 6. Page, I think it's like this. Plus this small one. 6.
第六页。
Ah, she doesn't have the book.
你没带书，没带书敢坐第一排。
Ah, ah.
你看，就被
ah. Because you're gonna praise $100 is not $1 million.
一百块又不是一。
Ah.
Stop. Ah.
I'm not gonna stop. It's $100. Collect the $100 so that they can know how to use his book.
They are, okay, please,
no, I want them to pray to be serious people. Ah!
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 6. Everybody have a Bible?
No.
No. No. No. You see? No. All right, can we go? All right, let's pray. Sweet Father. The base of all our Father. We love you so much. We appreciate you. You are the best. Be exalted. Glory and honor be unto your name alone. Thank you for who you are. Thank you for your presence. Bless us today. In Jesus' name. Amen. Are you in page 6? Esther chapter 4. God is looking for another Esther. Esther, is Esther here? Oh, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. Oh, only 12. God is looking for who? Yi Jian.
Esther was willing to stand in the gap for God to intervene for her people. Esther chapter 4. Verse 11 to 17. Let's go beyond this a little bit more. Who is Esther? Who was Esther? A slave. A motherless. A fatherless. His parents died. He got nobody. She was brought up by her uncle, Mordecai. Who was Mordecai? A poor gate man. Can you imagine the kind of lifestyle she had? No rosy life. No expensive clothes. And the worst of it, she was sold into a strange land. She was now a captive. A captive in a strange land. But there was something. Something special. Divine favor of God. She had divine supernatural magnetic attractive advertising favor. Get back home. Where are you coming from? God does not count your past to determine your future. No matter where you came from, you might not be in a school, you don't live in a big house, your parents may not have a car, but you got God in your life. That is the greatest of all the greatest. You might feel nobody loves me, nobody cares for me. But I wanted to let you know that Almighty God cares. He knows your name. He knows the number of your hair. He knows where you live. He knows your plan. He knows your future. She must sat down and say, oh, I'm so unfortunate. I'm not privileged. I would have been born in a rich family. I would have lived on the city. But I was born in the countryside. Forget about your past. Forget about your pains. Come on, begin to look at your future. Stop looking at where you are. Look at where you're going. People are dwelling on where they are. They are dwelling in their past. What happened? What is happening? What had happened? That's not important. Can we take our eyes off now here? I know I can make it. I know I will stand. No matter what comes my way. Can you believe God for something good and something tremendous in your life? That you are not an accident child. You did not come into this world by accident. There was a divine plan before you were born. Look at Esther. Look at her background. What qualified her? Absolutely nothing. She was not qualified to be where she was. Because her background got no help her. So God couldn't look at her background. So if you're here this morning and you feel I'm nobody, I came from a poor background, I got nothing to offer, then you are qualified. Amen, amen, amen. And that is a person God wants to pick out. God wants to take nobody from nowhere and from no reputation, not a famous family, and raise her up to a place of glory, a place of honor, a place of dignity, a place of respect, a place of blessing. That is God's plan for your life. Let this sink into your mind. I know God's hand is upon my life. The best is yet to come. Amen. She got a concept, a revolutionized concept. That's what I call divine confusion for divine promotion. God has to cause confusion in the palate. Because it's creating a space for somebody else. There is no limit to what God will do. You see, we limit God in our thinking. We limit God for what we confess. We limit God the way we look at things. We limit God the way we plan. But if you can take the limit off, see the unlimited God. If you can see the unlimited God, the God of the impossibility, then God can pick you and God can use you. God can make something out of you that people will sit behind and say, that is the finger of God in that lady's life. There was a problem in the land. But something happened before the problems. Watch this. God is an awesome God. Before a problem, there was a solution. You got the, need the eyes of the Spirit to see the solution when there's a problem. The former queen was dismissed. So the seat was empty. They wanted a replacement. They said, let's bring all the most beautiful girls. The virgined. Let them go through a training. So they brought all of them. Long hair. Short hair. Nice looking face. Small eyes. Big eyes. Sizable eyes. Smiling cheeks. A little bit. Walking like this. And they brought them all around for training. And when they brought all of them, they went through the training. And then they had to go for a test. They visit the palace. This looks nice.
不错。 可以。 不赖。
And then after one by one, Esther came in with a smiling, glorious face, with the anointing of God, with the favor of God.
漂亮。
This is the one now.
就是这个女子。
She was highly, the Bible says, she was highly favored. Among all the people that went for the training, she won the award. The seat that was empty, she took over the seat. God want to move you from where you are to a seat of honor. So Esther was promoted and brought forward from nobody, no parents, no rich background, to a rich and famous background. She became the first lady. But God did not just send you on a mission for nothing. Every blessing has a responsibility. Hello?
听懂我的话吧?
懂不懂? Every blessing has a responsibility. And here Esther came and joined the kingdom. First lady. First lady. First lady. First lady. You know, when the queen is passing, first lady, there's a responsibility coming now. Now you are smiling. Are you willing to walk for God? Are you willing to stand in the gap? Are you willing to become another Esther? A woman with a solid determination. Amen. Let's read from 11 to 17 together. Amen. Mordecai was another hero. He read, he found the copy of the writing. That there was one great wicked man by the name of Haman, who have gone to pay money to write this a letter that the Jews should be killed. When you read from verse 3, you see the whole story. So here comes Mordecai. When he read the letter, he rent his clothes. He began to fast and pray. And when Esther heard the news, he sends clothes to uncover him. He refused to accept the clothes. And there was a law. You cannot come to the king's gate with rack on clothes, you know, rocky clothes. But the guy was so determined to see deliverance. So Esther sent another message. What was the problem? They couldn't tell. Finally, he opened up to Esther that this is the problem. All the Jewish people have been sold to be destroyed. So Esther knew the law. In verse 11, all the king's servants and the people of the king previous do know that whosoever with man or woman shall come into the king's unto the inner court, which is not called, there is one law of this to put him to death, except such to whom the kings shall hold out the golden scepter.
王的一切臣仆和歌神的人民都知道有一个定例，若不蒙召擅入内院见王的，无论男女必被致死，除非王向他伸出金杖，不得存活。
That he may live.
不得存活。
But I have not been called to come into the king these 30 days.
我没有蒙召进去见王已经三十日了。
Mordecai told us that they're going to appeal to the king. But Esther now sent a message back to Mordecai. You know the law. That if you're not invited, and you get into the king's inner court, there's only one law. You are going to be killed. Except the king had mercy on thee. And when you go in and he bring the golden scepter, you can touch it. Outside that, you will die. Mordecai, you knew this law. But I can see that Mordecai was a man of faith. He believed God can change man's law. He believed God can change man's decrees. He believed that God is more powerful than every idol in this country. He believed people can come to believe Jesus. So he keep insisting. He keeps sending messages to Esther. Esther, don't relax. We have a big God who can turn things around. I know the law is there. But my God is bigger than the law of the land. Amen. And then there was something he did that was very interesting. And they told the message to Mordecai. You know, the message was sent to Mordecai. What Esther said. But this guy refused to accept defeat, man. Then Mordecai commanded to answer Esther. Think not within thyself that you will surely escape. That is verse 13. Do not think you're going to escape because you're in the king's house. Because you are right in that place. You say, I don't have a problem.
After all,
I'm the first lady. So even if they kill everybody, I will not be killed. So do not think that. But watch this. In verse 14, he said, do not hold your peace. He began to encourage Esther and challenge her. If you refuse to rise up and do something, God is going to raise another person to stand in the gap. So if we refuse to work for God, God is going to raise another people. If you refuse to be committed to God, God will raise another person that will be committed to Him. So don't say, well, it doesn't concern me, it's not my business. You gotta be your business. He said, God will raise another person, somebody from somewhere, that will bring about deliverance. But your father's house will be destroyed. So don't hold your peace. Don't sit back. Don't think it's all well, it's not well. There is a battle. There is a fight. We gotta fight together. And then Esther now accept the challenge. Can you accept the challenge this morning? To say, I want to be a vessel of honor. I want to be another Esther that God will use to bring a revolution to affect life. Esther was not fighting for herself. He was not fighting for her own family. She was fighting for a nation. She had a lion's heart. I'm willing to stand in the gap. God, I'm ready here. Use me. The first thing that she did, she was determined, deadly determination. That is in verse 16. Go, gather together all the Jews that are present in Shushan. And fast he for me. Neither eat nor drink 3 days. And 3 nights. I will also go and do the same thing. And all my mates and all my servants, we're going to fast. But look at the key word. But if I perish, I perish. Deadly determination. That is the highest level of determination. I'm willing to give my life for what I believe. I'm willing to go the extra miles with God. God, use me here. Can you imagine a first lady? Everybody stop. No cooking. No music in the palace. 3 days and nights. They are fasting and praying. Seeking the face of God. Can God find people here today who are willing to fast and pray until revival comes, until souls are won, until people are transformed, until there's an increase, until there's a transformation, until there's a change, I'm going to move on. She was not doing a blind fasting and prayer. She was not just fasting because it got to fast. She got an aim. She had an objective. And in the midst of her fasting and praying, God steps in and did something. The first thing, she was determined, daily determination. The second thing, she began to fast. The third thing, she began to pray. The fourth thing, there was holiness. She lived a holy life despite the problem. The fifth thing you can find here was focus. She focused on her fasting. She focused on her prayers. She focused for the deliverance of her people. She was willing to go anything, to do anything, to get God move. You see, when you fast with wisdom, when you fast with all your heart, God definitely will give you direction. But if you fast aimlessly, no direction. Cornelius fasted and prayed. He was visited by the angel. He received direction. Here comes Esther. God, I don't want to be like any other queen. I don't want to be like anybody else. I want to be the original. I want to make history. I want to turn my country upside down. And you know what now? I'm angry with the devil. I'm not just going to bring deliverance to my people. I'm going to fight against those that was fighting against us. This was a woman. A single lady. She was so determined. I'm going to win the battle. You see, the battle is not physical. Even when you see things that looks physical, you must use spiritual weapon to win a physical battle. Whatever happened in the physical realm takes place first in the spiritual realm. You knew the people were determined to be destroyed. They were going to be killed. Esther could not plan for soldiers and armies to defend themselves. She couldn't go to buy new weapons. What she did was to use our spiritual weapons. That's Paul knew this. He told us, he said, the weapon of our warfare are not carnal, they're not empty. But they are mighty through God to be pulling down the strongholds of the enemy.
So
the powers of darkness exist. People have been blinded with idol worship. People have been blinded. Ancestral spirit. They worship the dead spirit of their father. What a stupid thing to do. They worship a piece of wood. A stone. Different kinds of things. A piece of metal. Little stupid images. But God needs somebody. Another extra. Who will begin to say, Lord, set these people free. Our people are going to be destroyed by the devil. But God looked for another Esther. A woman of faith. A woman of passion. A woman with fire in her bones. With great heart. I'm not going to leave to see my people destroyed. I'm going to mess the devil up. The decree has been signed. But I have a God who rules in the kingdom of men. Who can counsel the decree of men. I can remember Isaiah 7:7. He said, talk, says the Lord. It shall not stand. Neither shall it come to pass. Just that's all. It will never stand. It will never come to pass. Can you believe the word of God? God, whatever the enemy has done against my family, it will never stand. It will never come to pass. Whatever the enemy has done against my career, it will never stand. It will never come to pass. Whatever the enemy has done against my vision, it will never stand. It will never come to pass. Whatever the enemy has done against my health, it will never stand. It will never come to pass. Whatever the enemy has done against my potential, against my talent, it will never stand. It will never come to pass. Every spirit of limitations and intimidation, I will never be intimidated. Esther knew that. He said, I've been appointed, chosen, called, selected. I got a purpose. I must accomplish it. Among all the women that went for the training, I was the only one who was picked up. That means there was a reason. Over 3 million people, God brought you out of 3 million. You can see God, many on the streets, smoking, drinking.
They
can't go on, Pai Tuo. Many on the streets, smoking and drinking. In the club. But here God brought you. That means there is a reason. Esther recognized that. I'm going to use the power that God has given to me to work for him. Can we find another Esther today? A woman with passion. She forget about her position. She launched out to God. Use me, Lord. Touch me, Lord. Use me to bring deliverance to my great people. You know what happened? After she finished her fasting, she knocked to the king. King, I have a problem. Now, she don't do that.
她不是这样子这么傻乎
She looked for
傻气的
divine strategy.
她运用属天策略
Divine strategy.
属天策略
What did she do?
她做了什么
Asa put on the base of the clothes and stood in the inner court.
以斯帖穿上她最美的朝服并且站在内院
Asa chapter 5.
这是在以斯帖五章
From 1 to 3.
一到三节
Let's read together.
我们一起读这几处经文请第三日以斯帖穿上朝服进王宫的内院对殿站立王在殿里坐在宝座上对着殿门王见王后以斯帖站在院内就施恩于他向他伸出手中的金杖以斯帖使向前摸杖头王对他说王后以斯帖啊你要什么你求什么就是国的一半也必赐给你
Amen. You see what fasting does.
看看禁食可以来的好处。
Now it came to pass on the third day.
第三日。
After she has finished the fasting.
她做完禁食之后。
Maybe she was still in the fasting.
也许她还在禁食。
Because it was the third day.
因为这是第三日。
The fasting was 3 days.
禁食三天。
When she prayed and fasted.
她禁食祷告。
An anointing came.
恩膏下来。
Favor came.
恩惠来。
Wisdom came.
智慧来。
What did she do?
她做了什么？
She put on the best of the clothes she had and dressed so sweet. Amen. She dressed so sweet. And what did she do? She just walked in the inner court of the king's house. You know what? That was against the law.
其实他这样子是违反游戏规则哦。
Can you see boldness?
你有没有看到他的胆量了
？She was not. She was bold.
他很有胆量。
Are you bold?
你有胆量吗
？Say God give these women a spirit of boldness.
上帝啊，你给我那些有胆量的女人哦。
Now we can launch out.
我们就可以开始来做。
To affect lives.
来影响人的生命。
She walk in the king's court.
进王宫的内院
with the glory of God,
带着上帝的荣光
that was wisdom.
这就是智慧
She said nothing to the king.
她现在来见王
with a nice looking neck.
搔首弄姿
and then she was just walking.
顺便
maybe she was
all
ara shikiri and ara dondo si and ando ri and el andro yo.Only go na 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 ya soriendo yelelele neri neri yelelele neri neri. And the king couldn't stop. My goodness, who is that?
我忍不住看一下，这是哪一位漂亮的女子啊
？There was a divine magnetic attraction.
有一种属天磁。
The king was attracted to Queen Esther.
王被。
Come on, is that my queen? 来拜托，来来来。
那是我的皇后吗？来哟，来哟，来哟。
Another A star. Another A star. With divine wisdom. The king was attracted. You see the word favor right there in verse 2. Favor. And when she came, and the king stretched forth the golden scepter. That means you are welcome.
表示说你是受欢迎的
you are being called.
你是被呼召的
you are being accepted.
你被蒙悦纳
you will leave.
你是被带领的
you are right here.
你就是在这里
you are right in my palace.
你现在就在我的皇宫
a place of safety.
是一个你被接纳的地方
and she was still trained at a nice looking neck.
她还是保持她那个风仪啊
and she was walking like an angel.
她像天使般这样子迈步走
Amen.What's up, Esther?
以斯帖啊，你怎么了？你要什么
？What is your request?
你要什么、啊、
？Do you have a need?
你求什么
？So the power of fasting open up the heavens.
禁食的力量就是把这天堂格打开了。
Did she say something?
这边有没有说什么？
She said nothing.
她什么都没要啊、哦，她就是这样子，让自己漂漂亮亮的在王面前施展她皇后的魅力。
She said nothing.
什么都没有说。
Do you have any need?
你有需要吗？
even to the half of my kingdom, it shall be granted to you. Write this statement down. Divine timing for divine requests. Write it down. Divine timing for divine requests. Requests.
你如果是在属天的时机里, 你就会得着你属天的要求。
Divine timing for divine requests.
属天的时机让你得着你属天的要求。
Look at it. Did she say anything?
以色列有没有开口要什么?
Did she tell the king what she wanted? No.
开口跟王要什么?
God is looking for women with divine wisdom. When you read through that scripture, and there was something that happened, she said nothing. You read 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 to 10, you're going to see the whole story. You're so sweet. You are so nice. What do you want? And this one of anointed woman of God, who was loaded with the wisdom of God, fasting gave you strategy. She got wisdom. What to do now? What a knowledge. My humble request to the king. If it please the king, if I have found favor in the sight of my Lord, let the king come for a banquet that I will prepare for him. The king and Haman. That is my request. That is my request, King.
Oh,
kingly forever. The king quite long. The queen was, the king was so happy. So that's good. Esther refused to tell him what she wanted. Banquet was not what she wanted. Banquet was a strategy to get what she wants. She was moving the king to what is called divine timing for divine requests. You see, if you're wrong, you have this what I call wrong timing requests. Your request will be torn down. She never mentioned the problem. She never mentioned the difficulties. I just want to have time with the king. So she, the king said, come on, go ahead. That is my queen. I feel like I'm so excited. But Esther had something upstairs. We are looking. Can we find women that have something upstairs? Amen! Can we raise some women of power who are willing to go forth and penetrate difficult places and rescue men and bring deliverance and bring freedom and bring hope in a hopeless world? Amen! Can we find such a woman today? Guess what? She spent time. Time to cook. Time. Yesterday we mentioned time. Time is the first time thing. Time is the first thing. He planned what kind of food, the best food, that when the kings eat, quite long, And then she spent money.
她要花钱。
You cannot just cook food without money.
你不可能说不花钱来煮东西。
Hello.
听懂吗？
We need women are willing to go like Esther. Who will give time for planning, for divine strategy, bring out money, and then go and do some good senior shopping. Guess what? I think she might have get to the kitchen because I want the best for the king. Even if she's not cooking, she wants to be sure everything is done properly. Hello? Make sure, no, put it this way.
This one.
And then the banquet was prepared.
就这样子，宴席被预备好了。
And the queen now went back.
王又回去，皇后又回去见王。
Hello, my lord.
王啊。
The banquet is ready.
宴席准备好了。
And the king was so excited.
王实在是太乐了。
This wicked Haman.
但是这个可恶的哈曼。
Did not know.
竟然不知道他已经在。
That the pig that he dig.
他原本所做的。
He's going to fall in the air.God is wiser than man. The wisdom of God in the banquet. And as they were sitting down, direction. She had divine direction. You know, you see, when you fast and pray, you receive direction. There was a divine attention.
这边有一个属天的注意力了。
She could attract the attention of the king.
他就是有办法吸引王对他的注意。
And here in the banquet hall,
在整个宴席的时候
the king was eating.
王在吃。越吃越乐。
So nice.
心实在是太畅快了。
This is so sweet.
好好吃哦。
Queen, you are the best.
王，皇后没有话说，你是最好。
Is there anything you want?
你要什么啊？
Second time.
有第二次跟他问,
Even to the half of my kingdom,
即便我将生的一半,
it shall be granted.
也必赐给你,
she said nothing.
他也是没在说,
divine timing.
这就是他在等属天的时机,
she said nothing.
他还是绝口不提。
Please, divine timing is very important.
拜托,属天的时机太重要了。
And then they keep eating.
他们继续吃,
marrying.
很快乐。
And then Esther now came and said, when Haman saw that the evil was determined against him, Haman saw evil was determined against him.
后来哈曼他有看到这整个的状况了。
Look at chapter 7.
你看看第七节，第七章。
You read from 1, but let's read from 4, just hit the point.
我们就抓重点从第四节。
4 to 8.
第四节到第八节，请。因我和我的本族被卖了，要剪除杀戮灭绝我们。我们若被卖为奴为卑，我也闭口不言。但王的损失，敌人万不能补足。亚哈随鲁王问王后以斯帖说：“善感起义如此行的是谁？这人在哪里呢？”以斯帖说：“仇人敌人就是这恶人哈曼。哈曼在王和王后面前就甚惊惶。”王便大怒，起来离开酒席，往御园去了。哈曼见王定义要加罪于他，就起来求皇后以斯帖救命。王从御园回到酒席之处，见哈曼伏在以斯帖所靠的榻上。王说：“你竟敢在宫内，在我面前凌辱王后吗？”这话一出王口，人就蒙了哈曼的脸。
阿门。Right here, next, so number 4, fellowship. Esther brought two of them into a place of fellowship. Strategy.
So they
are eating and fellowshipping.
他们就边吃边喝边跟边讲话。
No problem.
没问题啊。
The king has given Esther an open check again.
王又再次给以斯帖一张空白纸条。
What do you truly need?
你真的要什么？
Look at the down part.
你看看下面。
Is all the banquet for the king.
他给王的宴席。
Divine timing for her request.
他在
属天的时期里提出他的要求。
Look at number three.
第三。
Patience.
耐心。
It was not one day.
不是一天就完成。
It was not just one day.
不是一天的时期。
It took some days.
是三天。
To keep moving.
才能够进行。
Can we have patience to work for God?
我们可不可以在为神做工的时候有耐心？
Esther had patience.
以色列就是有耐心。
I'm not going to stop.
他说我绝对不停。
Until my purpose is achieved and accomplished.As they were eating, and the king said, "Come on, anything you want." Just feel free to tell me. Half of my kingdom will be given to you. And when Haman saw that, the atmosphere has changed now, he sensed he could be exposed. The king just, "Come on, go ahead, Esther, tell me whatever you want." They were eating, getting happy.And then the king went just a little bit out. And by the time he came back, something has happened. Haman was now trying to plead with the king, with the Esther, the queen. Please. And it seems to be Esther was sitting on a bed.
Or
on a long couch.
So
when the king came in,
you
know, like, and the king said, Hey! You want to force my wife? Esther now open up. He's this wicked guy. That has determined to destroy us. He called him wicked. Look at in verse 6. And Esther said, the adversary and the enemy is this wicked Haman. Then Haman was afraid before the king and the queen. And she said, how God divinely planned the whole thing. And so it just was natural. What are you doing now? He said, look at what this guy is going to do. He's this wicked guy that wants to destroy us. The king was angry. This guy wants to destroy you. Look at verse 7. And the king rose from the banquet of wine in the wild and went into the place of garden. He went out because of anger. And Haman stood up to make request for his life to Esther, the queen. He saw that they were evil determined against him by the king. He saw there was evil determined. And look at what happened. The final last word there in verse 8. As the word went out of the king's mouth, they covered Haman's face. Just one man the devil used to destroy. But God used one lady to bring deliverance. Haman was arrested. The fire that he prepared for Mordecai, he was put inside. Can we find another woman today who is willing to see through the eyes of the Spirit, who believe that God can use her for a miracle? Mordecai said to Esther, maybe God has brought you in a kingdom in such a time as this. God has brought you in this church in a time like this. In this season, in this generation, for a reason, for a purpose. Can you make yourself like Esther? And say, God, here I am. I want to be a vessel of honor. And God is waiting. God is willing to make something out of nothing that people can see the glory of God in your life. That you can go forth with boldness, with power, with determination, with focus, with wisdom, with divine strategy to be a vessel for the glory of God. God is waiting for you. Can you make yourself ready? Because he wants to use you. Another Queen Esther to break records in this land. Our people are in bondage. The people of Esther were in bondage. The enemy has blinded their eyes. They cannot see the true God. That's why they turn to worship idol. But God needs somebody like you that he can use to bring deliverance, to set them free, to set them out of their bondage. God wants somebody like you who is saying, Lord, I'm going to seek your face. I'm going to come to your presence to obtain grace and mercy that you may use me to be a blessing into a nation. 21 million people in this country, Christians less than 3%. Can we be challenged? Every day people are going to hell. When a sinner dies, he goes to hell. He doesn't go to heaven. Can we become a voice in the family? A voice in our community? A voice in our city? A voice in our country? Esther was a voice. When she speaks, the word has power. When she gives a command, people have to obey. If the devil can use people, if people can make themselves available and devil use them, what about you? Can you make yourself available and say, God, use me. Make a lion out of me. Look at the tiny little tiny Esther. A slave. Who knew Esther? Esther was not known. But what brought her to be known? When she became a vessel. Today we are talking about Esther. Tomorrow we talk about Esther. See, Jesus came, people will always talk about Esther. Because she broke records. Can you break record? Amen. Amen. You got something inside of your spirit. Don't die with your potential. Don't die with your gifts. Don't die with your vision. Don't die with your dreams. Tell your dreams. Come alive. The best out of me. Come alive. Amen. Amen. Look at Jesus. The disciple ran away. But thank God for women. They followed Jesus to the cross. Where is Peter? Where is John? Where is Thomas? Peter, you are a disciple of Jesus. No, by the way. No, you look like them. Me? I don't know what you're talking about. Leave me alone. But women follow Jesus to the cross. When Jesus was crucified and was buried, the women had the boldness I want to go to the grave to see the Lord. He's not there. Hey, Jesus!
Shh.
Go and tell these guys I ran away. I wasn't here. Go and tell them. It was women. Hey, Peter! James, John! Jesus is risen! Thomas, excuse me. I beg your pardon. He said, who? Jesus risen? I don't believe. I don't believe
you.
But Thomas, a disciple, couldn't believe. Jesus said, I'm alive. How do I know? How can I prove? Except I put my hand right there. I won't believe it. But women believe. I said, I saw the Lord! I saw him! Get to Galilee! You will see him. Can we have women who believe God? Can we have women that believe God? Thank God for women. This woman child died. The husband said, don't bother the man of God. She said, no! My child will not go. I'm going to meet the man of God. A faith mama. She went to Elisha. Is it well? Yes, it is well. That was a woman of faith. If it was you, is your child well? Yes. Is your husband well? Yes. Where's the child?
He's
dead. She was positive. That is the kind of women God is looking for. Who is positive? It is well. When you go through the valley and the pain and the agony of life, it is well. Let for the husband. Before Elisha comes home, the child would have been buried. The mama said, no! Elisha said, Gehazi, go there and get the child back to life.
Gehazi.
Go home, get pray for the child. You know, Gehazi was not a man of the spirit, he was a man of the flesh. And that was why nothing happened. I love the action of this woman. Elisha. I'm not leaving you.
Elisha,
you must come home with me.
你一定要跟我回家,
she insists. Gehazi, you can go, no problem. But me,
war,
Elisha, you must go with me. So Gehazi went there because he was a flesh guy, a Canaan man. He came back. He said, nothing happened, oh, nothing happened. The woman said, I told you, son, you're going to go home with me now. He went home and pray for the child. The boy woke up. That is a woman of faith. That is the kind of women God is looking for. Can we find such people among us today? She God empowered me. Make me a spiritual giant for the kingdom of God. Use me to bring deliverance, in freedom to men and women in a beloved country whom the devil has kept under captive and bondage. I am determined as Esther to be God's servants. This is my desire today. I will not be intimidated anymore. Amen. Tell yourself, depression, get out. Intimidation, get out. Fear, get out. I will make it. I will be bold. I will be bold. I will be bold. I will be bold. I will go forth in the name of the Lord. As Esther. Amen. Amen. God wants another Esther. Are we ready? Are we ready? Amen. Amen. Women power. Women. Women. So you're going to power up in your spirit. The hero in me is going to come out. I'm not going to be hiding again. Wake up!
醒过来!
醒过来!
像什么话吗?
Women!
你们收听的是葡萄树传媒 ymedia.org。